我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, thank you for our worship this morning.
亲爱的主，我们为今天早晨的敬拜来感谢。
Thank you for the songs of praise and worship.
为我们赞美的诗歌、为敬拜来感谢你。
Now, as we look at your word, would you give us hearts that are open to you?
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你让我们的心对你的话语敞开。
Speak to us, I pray.
真的是对我们的心来说话。
Help me to bring your word.
帮助我能够把你的话语传讲得清楚。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
2 weeks ago, we began looking at the theme of fellowship in Philippians.
2个星期以前，我们看的主题是相交基督徒的团契，在腓立比书里边。
I ran out of time before I ran out of sermon that day.
明天呢？还没讲完，时间就不够了。
So I'm going to continue this morning.
所以今天早晨我就继续。
Just to review, I told you that fellowship for Paul is much more than a church dinner.
对保罗来讲，这个基督徒的团契相交远远不止于就是大家在一起吃饭。
It includes that.
包括这一部
分。It includes friendly activities.
也包括大家彼此的这个互动。
But it's much more than just that.
但是远远胜于那些。
Fellowship is celebrating our victories together.
相交，基督徒的团契是我们一起来庆祝我们的得胜。
Fellowship is crying together.
是我们一起来哭泣。
Carrying one another's burdens.
背负彼此的重担。
Fellowship is offering a day's child care to a single mom so she can have a break.
相交呢，是有一天你帮一位单亲的妈妈看孩子，让她有一天可以休息。
Fellowship is bringing food to someone in the hospital.
相交也代表说我们去医院里探访，给谁带食物过去。
Mowing the yard for a widow.
为一个寡妇来割草。
Praying for one another.
彼此祷，为彼此代祷。
A phone call, a text message that says, I prayed for you today.
打个电话或者发个短信说我今天为你祷告。
A visit to a lonely senior.
去探访一位年迈的长者。
Fellowship is being the hands of Jesus,
就是
reaching out to our fellow believers.
相交这个团契就是成为主耶稣的手，去触摸到那些有需要的人。
Paul uses the word fellowship. The word he uses is koinonia. He uses that term 3 times in Philippians.
保罗用的是这个希腊的词叫koinonia. 他在腓立比书里边用了三次。
And each time, that word teaches us something about how we grow in unity and fellowship as a church.
他每一次呢就在讲说，作为一个教会，我们如何在我们的合一、在我们的联合和相交上。
And so this morning we're looking again at fellowship.
所以今天早晨我们再次来看这个相交团契。
Because I think this is such a practical issue for us as a church.
因为对教会来讲，这是一个很实用的一个建议，一个引导。
We can walk in the doors every Sunday.
我们可以每个星期天早晨进到教会里。
Sit in these nice straight rows.
然后就大家坐的都很整齐，坐在这个很舒服的椅子上。
Become well acquainted with the back of the head of the person in front of us.
然后呢，对这个头发不多的牧师很熟悉。
Maybe have lunch once a month.
或者呢，就是一个月有一次的午餐。
But never really come to know one another.
但是却从来没有说真正的知道彼此。
And so then we try to fix it.
然后接着呢，我们就想要解决这个问题。
We say, let's have an activity.
然后我们就说，哎，让我们有些活动吧。
And we'll all gather around.
然后我们大家聚在一起。
And we'll all tell something about each.
然后我们每个人都来介绍自己，讲讲自己的经历。
And we do it.
然后我们也。
And the extroverts have a great time.
然后在有活动的时候，大家都好兴奋，有时间很开心。
And the rest of us think, I don't want to tell my deep dark secrets.
有些人他就讲得很开心，有些人就说我不想去分享我深处的内心秘密。
But we do it because we're required to.
但是我们必须得说，因为我们被要求这样做。
And we go away.
然后呢，我们离开了。
We still don't feel we are one.
我们仍然不感觉我们是一体的。
And so when Paul talks to us, all of those things are good.
当保罗讲的时候的这些事情都很好，
但是他 have fellowship.
但是保罗在讲说这个真正的相交团契到底是怎么样，保罗就更近身了一步。
To truly understand that that person on the other side of the church from you,
你要真正了解在教会那头坐着的那个人。
Is not simply someone who goes to the same church.
不是说那个人就是跟你去同一个教会。
You are tied to them in a deep way.
你跟他有一种更深的一个连结。
So what's that mean?
那到底意味着什么呢？
2 weeks ago, we started by seeing that Paul talks about the fellowship of the gospel.
在两个星期以前，我们看到保罗在讲到这个福音上的这个相交。
Chapter 1, he says, I thank God for you.
保罗在第一章写到说，我为神感谢你们。
Because of your partnership, your fellowship in the gospel.
因为你们是同心合意的在兴旺福音。
From the first day until now.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是在福音上有份。
We are partners. We have a fellowship in the gospel.
我们在福音上，我们是伙伴，我们是同伴。
And I told you 2 weeks ago, we are called today to continue as active partners in the gospel.
我们两个星期也讲过，我们今天仍然被呼召，要是很主动的、很积极的去在福音上有份。
I'm a teacher.
我是一个老师。
So I'm going to not do the way I'm supposed to do as a pastor, and I'm going to give you a pop quiz.
然后呢，本来是牧师不应该这样讲，但作为老师呢，我就给你们一个小测验。
And if you don't pass, it's okay. I'll give another one next time.
如果你没及格，没关系，下次给你一个。
How many of you have prayed for Nathaniel Bundy in the last 10 days?
过去十天里有谁为拿丹叶弟兄祷告？
I shouldn't make you raise your hand, sir.
我不应该让大家为此举手。
How many of you remember who Nathaniel Bundy is?
大家多少人记得谁是拿丹叶？
That's better. Okay, we're making progress. 现在都举手了。I'm going to give you a low D then.
现在呢，我就给大家一个刚刚及格的那个60分。
But at least that's passing.
起码你们都过了。
The reason TBCCC invites people like Nathaniel to speak to us.
教会之所以请像拿丹叶这样的宣教士来我们教会讲
，is we are inviting ourselves, we are inviting our church to become partners in their ministry.
让我们的教会在他们的事工中成为跟他们有份。
We don't simply give an offering and say, "That's done. I can move on."
我们不是说就给他奉献金钱，然后说哦那就结束了，我们继续往前做我们该做的事。
We share in the fellowship of the gospel.
我们是在这个福音的这个团契上，我们
是有份。We pray for them. We send birthday cards. We support them.
我们为他们祷告，也给他们送卡片，为支持他们。我们是跟他们是同伴。
That is at the root of our fellowship that we are one because of the gospel.
因为这个我们的团契，我们相交的根基就是因为我们是在主里是一家人，是同合一的。
2 weeks ago, I told you about the church at Philippi.
两个星期前我讲到腓立比的教会。
There's another church that I want to look at this morning that was famous for its unity and fellowship.
今天早晨我想再讲一个为了他们的这个合一跟他们的团结所著名的一个教会。
The church at Antioch.
就是在安提阿的教会。
This was a church that had Jews and Gentiles.
这个教会呢，他们有犹太人，也有外邦人。
And understand that in the first century, Jews and Gentiles had nothing to do with one another.
你知道，在第一世纪，那犹太人跟外邦人是绝对互相不来往的。
But at Antioch, they're going to church together.
但是在安提阿呢，他们一起去同一间。
At Antioch, there were those who spoke Greek, and there were those whose first language was Aramaic.
在安提阿呢，有讲希腊话的，也有母语是亚兰语的。
There were those with a Hebrew background, those with a Greek background, those with a Roman background.
还有的是希腊的背景，有的是希伯来的背景，还有的是罗马的背景。
Political issues, they had different opinions.
对于政治上的议题，他们很多意见不同。
All kinds of differences.
他们有很多的分歧，有很多的不同。
Looking on from the outside, you would say that church, those people have nothing in common.
如果你从外边看，你就说这些人没有相同之处。
But it was known for its unity and fellowship.
但是却是以他们的团契，以他们的团结而著名。
In fact, Acts tells us that the first place that believers were called Christians was at Antioch.
在使徒行传讲到基督徒被被称为门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手的。
Unbelievers looked at these people and said, "They're one group."
不信主的人看着这些信主的人说，哦，他们是同一群的。
Before we could call them Jews or we could call them Gentiles, but these are both.
在过去呢，我们称他们是犹太人或者外邦人，现在他们却都两个这个基督徒里边都有。
We have to come up with a new name for them.
我们应该这些信徒都有，所以我们要给他们起个新名字。这是一群新的人。
They became known as Christians.
所以他们就被称为基督徒。
They shared in the fellowship of the gospel.
他们在福音的这个在上面分享。
This is the church that sent Paul and Barnabas out to preach.
这个教会呢就差遣保罗跟巴拿巴出去传福音。
They helped Paul. They encouraged him. They carried his burden.
他们就帮助保罗，也鼓励保罗，也分享他的难处。
They were partners in the gospel.
他们在福音上是有份。
And for us as a church,
作为我们教会，
we cannot measure ourselves by our economic differences.
我们不应该说衡量看大家的这个经济的不同来衡量。
By our social differences,
或者是我们的那个社会上的地位的不同。
By our educational differences,
或者是我们的教育背景。
We must recognize we are united by the gospel.
我们必须要知道说我们是靠福音联合在一起。
If you're a believer,
如果你是信主的，
every other believer in this room,
在这个房间里的任何另外一个基督徒，
is your brother or sister,
他就是你的弟兄姐妹。
No matter how many differences there are between you,
不管你们期间有多少的不同，
you are family,
你们是一家人。
那个是重要的。But I want to move on to the second place that Paul uses this word.
但是我想进到第二次保罗用这个团契的这个词。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
If there is any encouragement in Christ.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉。
Any comfort from love.
爱心有什么安慰。
And then any participation or koinonia, fellowship in the spirit.
圣灵有什么交通，也是圣灵有什么契合、相通、团契。
In this chapter, he's going to talk to them about how to be one.
在这一章里，他会讲到我们如何是合一的，是如何是一体的。
And at the beginning of the chapter, he tells them that their foundation of their unity will be their fellowship in the Spirit.
他讲到二章的前面讲到，我们合一的这个基础就是在圣灵里的相通。
Last week I was reading through the book of Acts.
上个星期我在通读《使徒行传》。
And in the first part of Acts, I kept noticing that Peter and John are always traveling together, working together, ministering together.
在《使徒行传》前期就讲到说，彼得跟约翰他们总是一起同工、一起旅行、一起工作。
And I thought, I bet the other disciples were really surprised when they saw them together.
我想。我打赌啊，就是别的门徒看到他俩总在一起的时候，一定很奇怪。
Because for 3 years of Jesus' ministry, they were rivals.
因为在主耶稣在世的这个三年的事工中，这两个人呢，总是那个好像是对手似的。
While Jesus was here, they had to work together. He made them.
但是呢，主耶稣在世上的时候，他们必须得在一起，因为呢，那主耶稣让他们在一起。
He would say, "Peter, I want you to do something for me."
他说主耶稣会说彼得我想你帮我做件
事 and let me see I'm going to send someone else
然后还有一个人跟你一起去
Peter's thinking not John not John not,
彼得就说千万别是约翰千万别是约翰
and John
然后主耶稣说就是约翰
and the disciples watch him trudge off
然后看他们两个人一起出去
keeping away from each other
两个人都离得远远的
knowing they're going to argue the whole time they're gone
知道他们整个一路上都得会在那儿吵
But now, Jesus is gone.
主耶稣已经升天了。
And they are willingly
他们却是心甘情愿的一起同工。
What happened?
发生了什么呢?
What happened is Acts chapter 2.
所发生的是在《使徒行传》第二章。
The Holy Spirit comes.
圣灵降临。
And they are united.
他们现在是合一。
And now through the fellowship in the Spirit, they are learning to work together.
因为圣灵里的相通，他们一起合作，一起同工。
We can try to create unity artificially.
我们想可以想要人工的来制造。
I've watched churches, not this church, but other churches.
我看到有教会，当然不是我们教会，是别的教会。
Go on some kind of a retreat.
他们就去一个退休会。
Everyone holds hands and sings Kumbaya.
就牵着手一起唱 Kumbaya 这首诗歌。
And then they go home.
然后他们回家了。
And on the way home from the retreat.
但是在这个从这个退休会回家的路上。
They're on their cell phones.
他们就在他们的电话上。
Criticizing each other.
他们就在彼此批评。
You won't believe what she did while we were there.
我们在那个退休会说，你都不知道她这做了啥。
You see, true unity requires the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
真正的合一联合需要圣灵的相通。
Again, we see this at Antioch.
然后我们也看到在安提阿教会。
Paul and Barnabas go on a mission trip.
保罗跟巴拿巴他们去宣教。
They come back.
他们回来了。
And they find out that while they were gone, some Pharisees, Christians who believe like the Pharisees.
然后呢，他们走，他们发现在他们不在的时候呢，就有一些法利赛人，他们是基督，他们是信主了。
Had begun to divide the church at Antioch.
就开始分裂安提阿的教会。
They were going to the Jewish believers over here.
这些法利赛人他们先去找到这个教会里的犹太人的基督徒说
and say, you know, they aren't like us.
说你看那些外邦人他们可不像我们
They aren't really part of us
他们不是我们的一部分
So Paul and Barnabas
所以保罗跟巴拿巴呢
Other leaders from Antioch go to Jerusalem to discuss the issue with the church leaders
所以还有别的从安提阿教会带领的人他们就去到耶路撒冷在讨论这个话题
I've talked about this meeting before and I'm not going to go through it today
我以前讲过耶路撒冷会议，所以今天不会再讲。
But I want to look at just one phrase in the story.
但是呢，我就想大家看一个词在这个故事里边的。
The leaders hear all the arguments.
然后呢，耶路撒冷的这些教会的带领人呢，就听了他们所有的争论，
they discuss it, they
他们就讨论，他们就祷告。
And then they write a letter giving their decision.
然后呢，他们就给这个安提阿的教会写了一封信，就是他们的决定。
And listen to this phrase.
请你听这一句。
It has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
就是因为圣灵和我们定义，都认为。
And then they give their decision.
然后就是下面就是他们的决定。
Their unity.
他们的这个合一，他们的联合在于。
The Holy Spirit.
是在于基于圣灵。
Now, when there's disagreement in a church, I am a big believer in getting together and discussing our differences.
在教会里边有分歧的时候，我是很相信说大家在一起就聚在一起讨论。
Listening to each other's point of view.
就是听彼此不同的观点。
Trying to find a solution.
就是发现解决之道。
But open discussion alone never brings true unity.
但是公开的讨论。单单公开的讨论永远也不会带来真正的合一。
We might find a compromise somehow.
也许我们会发现一些彼此中间有些让步，有些妥协。
The way to make the fewest people unhappy.
这样的可能会让最少的人呢不高兴。
But it's only when the Holy Spirit guides us that we come to true unity.
只有在圣灵的引导之下，我们才能有真正的统合一和联合。
And the reason for that.
原因就在于
is me.
因为呢我就是我是这个问题
Because
我是原因或者你是原因
only
因为只有
when I submit to the Holy Spirit
当我向圣灵降服的时候顺服的时候
that I can trust that he will lead the whole group
我就相信说他可以引导整群人就是我们所有的人
instead of demanding my own way
而不是说要求我自己的方式。
You understand? I can listen to the discussion.
你了解吗？我可以听大家的讨论。
I can listen to Brother Charlie explain his perspective.
我可以听查理弟兄他讲他的观点。
But when we're done,
但是当我们结束的时候
I'm still going to think he's wrong and I'm right.
我还是可以觉得他是错的，我是对的。
And he's still going to think he's right and I'm wrong.
然后他也可以觉得他是对的，我是错的。
And we may come to something that makes me just a little unhappy and him just a little unhappy, but we work, you know, we can come to an agreement somewhere.
然后呢，我们可以让大家就是说他也不高兴，我也不高兴，但是我们都可以让步，然后有一个达到一个协议。
But
但是
when I trust the Holy Spirit.
当我真的是信靠圣灵的时候
When I am saying to the Holy Spirit I want to submit to you
当我对圣灵说我想要对你顺服的时候
And if you bring the answer through Brother Charlie
如果你是通过查理弟兄来回答的话来回应这个问题的时候我会相信圣灵的这个引导
And so if I give my perspective
所以我讲我的观点
and he gives his perspective,
他讲他的想法
and we pray,
然后我们一起祷告
and the group votes,
然后呢这个、整个一群人就投票
99-1
结果呢是99-1
I'm still going to vote for my side
我还是要为我的观点来投票
to do what Brother Charlie recommended
但是呢99%的人都是投票赞成那个查理弟兄的
because of the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
因为在圣灵里的相通
I am going to say
我会说
Okay
好的
I ask the Spirit to guide
我向圣灵就我就祷告让圣灵来引导
And he guided
然后圣灵就是这么就引导了
I will trust not Brother Charlie I am trusting the Holy Spirit
我不是说相信查理弟兄而是相信圣灵的引导
Do you see how that guides us in unity?
你了解吗？这个是如何在这个合一、在联合上来带领我们吗？
Because we are all submitting to the Spirit, not trying to win our own debates.
因为呢，我们都在对圣灵降服，而不是说要觉得说我赢得我的辩论。
We grow in unity through our fellowship with one another in the gospel.
我们也通过我们彼此的这种相团契、相交。在成长
We grow in unity through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
我们也通过在圣灵里的 相通在团契上成长在合一上成长
Then in chapter 3 he uses this word a third time
第三次保罗用这个词
Verse 10 Paul is praying
第十节保罗祷告说
That I may know him
使我认识基督
That I may know Christ
就是我要
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection,
晓得他复活的大能,
and may share in his sufferings,
并且晓得和他一同受苦.
And that word share is koinonia.
那个一同受苦，那个就是刚才说的相契合受苦的团契.
I want to have fellowship in Christ's sufferings.
我要在主耶稣的苦难里边跟他有团契，跟他相合。
You see, Paul says here that his greatest goal in life is to know Christ.
保罗在这里陈述说，他人生最大的目标就是认识基督。
He doesn't want just an intellectual knowledge about Christ.
他不是只想有个头脑中关于耶稣的一种知识。
He wants to know him intimately.
他想要真的是很亲密的真正的认识基督
and he says to do that first I'm going to have to experience the power of his resurrection
保罗说要达到这一步首先我需要能够经历主耶稣复活的大能
not simply something I read about the resurrection of Jesus
不是我读到的关于主耶稣基督的复活
but a personal reality in my life
而是你自己的一个个人的经验。
Paul had experienced that on the road to Damascus.
保罗在去大马士革的路上，他经历了主耶稣的复活的大能。
For the first time in his life, he knew what it meant to be spiritually alive.
在他的人生的第一次，他知道灵里活过来是怎么样的。
And for us, the same thing is true.
对我们来讲也是同样的。
When we are born again, we share the power of Christ's resurrection.
当我们重生的时候，我们就晓得了耶稣基督复活的大能。
Paul says God made us alive together with Christ.
保罗说，神叫我们与基督一同活过来。
We have new life because of His resurrection.
因为主耶稣基督的复活，我们有了新生命。
But then Paul says,
接着保罗说，
and this is much more painful.
这个是更令人不舒服的。
We all like sharing in his resurrection.
我们都希望，我们也都喜欢跟他在他的复活的大能上跟他分享。
But then Paul says,
接着保罗说
，To know Christ, I must share in the fellowship of his suffering.
要认识基督，我必须在他的受苦里边，他的苦难里跟他分享。
Not just his victories.
不单单是他的得胜。
I want to become part of his suffering.
我也要成为他受苦的一部分。
Again, we can look at the church of Antioch.
我们可以看安提阿的教会。
This is a church that knew very well what it meant to suffer with Christ.
这个教会非常的了解和基督一同受苦是什么意思。
The church was started by people who were fleeing from persecution.
这个教会怎么开始呢？就是那些逃避逼迫的人。到了那个地方开始的。
And when I say persecution, I don't mean simply that someone laughed at them because they were believers.
逼迫呢？我讲逼迫可不是说因为你是信主的人，别人就嘲笑你。
People were trying to murder them for their faith.
因为他们信主呢，因为他们的信心，别人想杀他们。
They were running for their life.
他们就在逃命。
They knew what it meant to share in Christ's suffering.
他们知道说在。基督耶稣的这个苦难里边有份是什么意思
？We see this in 2 Timothy.
我们也在提摩太后书看到这一点。
Timothy is a young pastor at Ephesus.
提摩太呢是以弗所教会的年轻的牧师。
The church is going through persecution.
这个教会在经历逼迫。
And maybe Timothy thinks.
也许提摩太想。
We're serving God. We ought to be receiving blessings.
我们在服侍神呢，我们本来应该是得到祝福的。
Why is God allowing us to suffer?
神怎么允许这个苦难、这个受苦存在呢
？Paul writes, "Don't be surprised."
保罗说不要吃惊。
All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫。
Did you hear the first word of his verse?
你听到这句话的第一句了吗
？All.
保罗说
，Everyone who desires to live a godly life is going to share in Christ's suffering.
凡立志在基督里敬虔度日的也都要。同享耶稣基督的苦难。
Jesus said the same thing.
耶稣也讲了同样的事情。
Blessed are you when men persecute you.
他说，当你们被逼迫的时候，你们就有福了。
He doesn't say if.
他没有说如果你们被逼迫。
But when.
而是当你们被逼迫的时候。
Jesus and Paul both tell us that we should expect some suffering.
耶稣跟保罗都告诉我们，我们要预计的，我们会受苦。
Now the persecution looks different in each generation, each culture.
每个世代、每个文化呢，这个逼迫的形式是不同的。
Some will suffer beatings in prison.
有些会被鞭打，会被放到监狱。
Some will die as martyrs.
有些人会作为殉道士死。
Some will lose their jobs because of their Christian.
还有的人是因为他们对神的这个托对神的信念忠心，他们会丢工作。
It's going to look different in different settings.
所以呢，在不同的背景之下呢，逼迫也是不同的形式。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
，We should expect opposition.
我们要期待，就是要想预备，就是期待说，在你的想法中有说你会面对抵挡和苦难。
I really this week struggled with that verse.
我这个星期真的是很挣扎这句经文。
Because most of us are pretty comfortable.
因为我们其实大多数人过得都很安逸。
Nobody threw rocks at me when I walked into the church this morning.
我今天早上来教会的时候，没人给我扔石头。
I'm glad.
我很高兴。
This is what I've come to believe.
但是呢，我相信。
If the people who reject Jesus,
如果这些拒绝耶稣的人
accept me without any hesitation,
没有任何犹豫就接受了我。
Maybe it's because they don't recognize any resemblance.
可能是他们看不出来我跟耶稣有任何相似之处。
You understand?
了解吗
？If they hate him,
如果他们憎恨耶稣
，and they think I'm great,
但他们就觉得我很棒。
Maybe they don't recognize.
也许他们没有看出来。
That I'm one of his followers.
我是他的一个跟随者。
Paul says.
保罗说。
When we join Christ.
当我们 跟基督联合的时候，
when we follow him,
当我们跟随基督的时候，
we join in his suffering.
我们也加入了他的联他的受苦。
I love how Paul says this at the end of Philippians 1.
我很喜欢保罗在腓立比书一章结束的时候说，
He writes to these Christians who are being persecuted.
他写给这些被逼迫的基督徒。
And he says something very strange to them.
他说了一些很奇怪的事情。
It has been granted to you.
他说，你们蒙恩赐给你们。
I looked up that word granted.
我就看那个词，他说蒙恩那个词是 给予赐给。
It means to give a generous gift.
是给你慷慨大方的给予了你一个礼物。
So Paul says to them.
所以保罗对他们说
，You have been given the generous gift.
你们给了一个很大方的礼物，你们给了一个厚礼。
Of suffering.
这个厚礼是什么呢？就是为了基督的缘故受苦，这是你们的厚礼。
I'll be honest.
我很坦率地讲。
That's the kind of gift that I want to take back to the exchange counter.
我这个礼物呢，我可是想把它带回到那个退台，就是去退货。
You can have this one back. Give me something else.
你可以把这个收回去，给我一点别的礼。
No one wants to suffer.
没人喜欢受苦。
But Paul said.
但是保罗说
It's a gift.
那是一份礼物。
Paul has, Jesus, God has given us the privilege.
神给我们这种特权，让我们可以受苦。
How is that part of our life as a believer? And here's the key.
那怎么会成为我们一个信徒的人的生活的一部分呢？这个要诀在于
It's been given to you to suffer for His sake.
关键在于，因为已经恩赐给你们，为了基督的缘故受苦。
As a believer,
作为一个信徒
，Your suffering has meaning when you suffer for Christ's sake.
当你是为基督的缘故受苦的时候，你的受苦是有意义的。
Now maybe you ask, how is suffering going to help me grow in fellowship with other believers?
你就可能会问说，哎，这个受苦怎么会让我跟别的基督徒的团契上会？近身呢？相交会近身呢？
Paul is writing this letter to tell them how to grow in unity as a body in the fellowship of the church.
保罗在给他们写信说，作为一个教会，怎么在整体上在相交在团契上近身？
How does suffering help?
那受苦怎么会有帮助呢？
And I think the answer has two parts.
我觉得这个答案存在于两个部分。
First of all,
第一点
，suffering as a church.Unites us as a body.
第一个呢，作为教会一起受苦呢，把我们作为一个整体，把我们作为一个有机体联合在一起。
Suffering as believers unites us.
就是作为基督徒而受苦，把我们联合在一起。
This past week, I read an autobiography of Nathan Sharansky.
这个星期呢，我读了一本传记，是那个夏兰斯基的。
He was a Jewish scientist, a dissident who spent 9 years in a Russian prison because of his fight for human rights.
他呢是一个犹太的科学家，也是个人权主义者。他就是在苏联呢被关了9年的监狱。
And in his autobiography,
在他的自传里边
，Sharansky says, "Before I went to prison,"
他说夏兰斯基说，在我去被进监狱之前
，divisions mattered a lot to me.
就是。我们这个犹太社区的这个彼此的这个不同意见呢，分裂对我来讲很重要。
He said the Russian Jewish community was divided into dozens and dozens of little splinter groups.
他说这个在俄罗斯的这个犹太社区呢，他们就分成各种不同的小社团。
But he said in prison.
但是到了监狱以后呢
，Every one of the Jewish prisoners.
每一个这个犹太籍的这个。囚犯
was suffering together,
他们一起受苦
and we were one in our suffering.
在受苦中我们是一体的
He said outside of prison,
他说在监狱之外
I could tell you who was Likud and who was Labor.
我可以告诉你谁是联合党的谁是工党的
Who was Reformed and who was Orthodox.
谁是这个东正教的谁是新教的
Who belonged to the Union of Council of Jews.
谁是属于议会联盟的
And who belonged to the National Conference of Jews?
谁是属于全国会议的
？We all had our list.
我们都有自己的一个清单。
But he said in prison.
但是在监狱里边。
If you ask me that question.
如果你问我这个问题。
I would have laughed at you.
我就会笑你。
I would have said.
我就会说
I am a suffering Jew.
我是一个受苦的犹太人。
And he is a suffering Jew.
他也是一个受苦的犹太人。
We are one.
我们是一体。
It seems to me.
对我来看。
That part of what the fellowship of suffering does.
就是受苦所带来的这种团结，这种联合。
It unites us as a body.
就是把我们作为一个身体联合起来。
Just before he's arrested, Jesus prayed that we will become one.
在主耶稣被抓之前，他祷告说让我们合而为一。
And one way that happens is through suffering.
这种合而为一的一种方式就是通过受苦。
But it seems to me there's another way that suffering helps us.
在另外一种那个受苦帮助我们的方式就是
It unites us because suffering helps us to see people through the eyes of Jesus.
受苦帮助我们能够从主耶稣的眼光来看待人。
Paul says, I want to know Christ.
保罗说我想要想认识基督。
And I'm going to gain that knowledge by sharing in his suffering.
我要通过就是在主耶稣的受苦上有份，我才能够认识耶稣。
You see, the more I share in Christ's suffering, the more deeply I know him.
我越在基督的受苦上有份，越了解，我就更认识基督。
And the more deeply I know him,The more I begin to see people as he sees them.
我越是真正的认识基督，我就越能从他的角度来看待人。
And the more I see people as Jesus sees them, the more I love them as he loves them.
我越能从基督的眼光来看待人，我也就越能像耶稣那样子去爱人。
Do you see Paul's pattern?
你看到保罗的他的这个模式吗？
As I suffer, as I share Christ's suffering,
当我受苦，当我分享耶稣基督的苦难的时候，
I come closer to him.
是，就我就跟他更靠近。
And I see people through his eyes.
我也从耶稣的眼光来看待人。
And now I love them as he loves them.
然后现在我就可以像耶稣那样去爱人。
I got permission from him to share this.
我得到了允许可以分享。
One of our members is going through a very painful time.
我们有一个会员呢，有一个他在经历一个很艰难的时光。
He and his wife are experiencing a deep, deep grief.
他跟他的太太呢，他们在经历非常的悲伤。
Wednesday night in our small group meeting, he testified.
然后在星期三呢，我们的那个小组的聚会上呢，他就见证说。
And he said, even though it's been painful.
他说虽然很难受很痛苦
God has been with us
但是神和我们同在
throughout this experience.
就在整个经历中和我们同在
But then he said this that was so encouraging to me
然后他又说了一句话非常的鼓励我
He said at every step God has sent people to pray for us
说在每一步上神都差遣人为我们祷告
to call and text
就给我们电话给我们短信
to show love and support
就是展示他们的爱和支持。
He said, it hasn't changed the outcome.
没有改变这个结果。
But we have seen God's love through God's people.
但是我们通过神的子民，我们看到了神的爱。
You see, that is often how God is with us in difficult times.
那就是神通常在困难艰难的时光如何和我们同在的。
He sends his people to share in our suffering.
他就差遣人真的是在我们的苦难中受苦中来分享。
That's the fellowship of suffering.
那就是那个苦难的团契受苦的分享受苦。
Coming alongside a brother or sister in a difficult time and saying,
到一个
How can I help?
一个受苦的一个正在有难处的弟兄姐妹旁边问他说我如何能帮助你
How can I lift you?
我如何能帮助你抬些担子
Paul says that's how we grow that's what it means to be the fellowship of suffering
保罗说那就意味着如何在这种苦难的分享基督的苦难
Let me give you an illustration of what that kind of fellowship looks like
让我来给你一个解释就是那样的一个团契看着像什么样的
Story starts back in the early 18th century
故事回到十八世纪的早期
A group of 300 believers in Moravia
就是在摩利维亚呢有三百个基督徒
They're being persecuted
因为他们被逼迫
And they leave Moravia and they settle in Germany
他们就离开了摩利维亚，他们就到了德国，就住在那里。
These 300 people, Moravians, running from persecution, establish a Christian community.
他们就在逃离逼迫，所以他们在德国呢就建立了一个基督徒的社区。
They give it the name Hernhut.
他们那个名字叫主户村。
The group does well.
然后这个组的这群人在这里挺好的。
They grow, people join them.
然后他们就在成长，也有不同的人过来。然后事情都很顺利。
Except,
除了
you've got 400 or 500 Christians now.
你现在有四五百基督徒在一起。
Living all in a small area.
就住在一个很小的一个区域内。
Working together.
然后大家一起工作。
Going to church together.
一起去教会。
And they do something that we would never do.
他们会做一些我们永远不会做的事情。
They start to have disagreements.
他们开始有不同意见，开始有分歧。
Should have laughed.
大家应该笑，对不对？
Anytime you get that many people together, there's going to be some disagreements.
对不对？一旦你有那么多人在一起，肯定会有分歧，有不同意见的。
And eventually they decide to separate.
然后最后他们决定我们要散伙了。
They say it won't work. We can't.
然后他们就说这不行，我们没办法在一起，得散伙了。
So on a Wednesday night in 1727.
所以在1727年一个星期三的晚上。
They meet together for the last time.
他们就是最后聚在一起。
The next day they're going to start moving to separate communities.
然后第二天呢，他们大家就打算各走各的路。
But sometime during that meeting, someone stands up and says this.
但是在聚会的时候呢，就有一个人站起来，就说了一些这样的话。
When we first came here,
当我们刚到这个地方的时候
，we prayed together.
我们大家一起祷告。
We've been fighting, but we haven't been praying together.
但是呢，我们现在彼此之间有不同意见，我们在争斗，但是我们却没有一起祷告。
It's too late to change anything.
现在已经太晚了，也好像没法改变什么事情了。
But let's pray together one last time before we separate.
但是在我们散伙之前，让我们最后一聚在一起祷告吧。
They begin to pray.
然后他们就开始祷告了。
And as they prayed, they remembered the gospel that had united them, the fellowship of the gospel.
在他们祷告的时候，他们就想起来，把他们记起来，把他们联合在一起的、团结在一起的福音。
That first 300 remembered the fellowship of suffering that had brought them together.
然后呢，刚到那儿的三百人就想起来，就是因为他们的这个受苦，把他们联合团结在一起，把他们带到了这里。
And as they prayed, the Holy Spirit began to work in their hearts, and they began to experience the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
然后当他们祷告的时候呢，圣灵开始在他们心里工作，他们开始感觉到圣灵的相交。
Members began to stand up from their prayer and go and restore fellowship with one another.
然后呢，这些祷告的人，这些会员呢，这些人就开始站起来，他们就开始到不同的人面前恢复他们的关系。
Brother who says I'm sorry for my harsh words.
有一个人就说，为了我这个刻薄严厉的话，我对不起啊。
A sister who says I've allowed my attitude become bitter and angry.
一个姐妹就说，我让我的态度变得又苦毒又生气。又愤怒。
Been too quick to judge and criticize.
我太容易就是去论断、去批评。
I've gossiped too much.
我这个说了太多的闲话。
They spent the whole night praying.
然后就整晚上、整夜都在祷告。
All night.
整个晚上。
The next morning.
第二天早晨呢
？Someone said.
有一个人就说了。
Do you think we could postpone one day?
我们可不可以推迟一天这个散伙的计划？推迟一天吧。
Separate.
就是本来是要分开了，然后我们大家回去再祷告一天。
They couldn't all stay.
他们不可能。
Someone has to go to work.
有些人必须要去工作，所以不可能所有人都待在那儿祷告。
But someone said I can pray from 7 to 8.
有的人说我可以七点到八点祷告。
Someone else I'll do 8 to 9.
有人说我可以八点到九点祷告。
And soon they had scheduled people to pray 24 hours a day for the next week.
很快他们就做了一个计划，就是24小时总有人在那儿祷告。
The week ended.
然后呢？这个到了周末的时候
，People volunteered for another week.
他们就是计划自愿说我们再一个下一个星期祷告。
They kept praying.
他们就继续的祷告。
Their prayer meeting continued for a month.
然后他们的这个祷告会呢，持续了24小时，总是有人祷告，持续了一个月。
All through 1727, the rest of the year.
然后呢，整个1727年，整个一年呢，他们都一直有24小时的祷告。
It kept going.
继续的这样的祷告。
You can read in history books.
你可以去读历史。
The Moravian prayer meeting in Herrnhut, Germany lasted for 100 years.
在祖父德国祖父村的这个摩利维亚的祷告持续了整整100年，24小时。
24 hours a day.
一天24小时。
7 days a week.
七天24小时。在那个教堂里边总有人在祷告。
Here was the result.
结果是什么呢？
Obviously the church fellowship was restored.
很明显的嘛，这个教会的这个团契就恢复了。但是这个影响呢，远远超过这个小小的社区。
As they prayed together,
当他们一起祷告的时候，
they grew in the fellowship of the gospel.
他们在福音的这个团契相交上成长。
And 6 months after the prayer meeting began,
在这个祷告会开始后六个月。
26 young people without an invitation asking them to do this.
这有26位年轻人没有他们的邀请，他们这样做。
26 young people came to the leaders of the church and said, God has called us to take the gospel overseas. Can we go?
26个年轻人就到带领教会的人，教会的领袖那儿说，神呼召我们要把福音传到海外，我们可以去吗？
Can you imagine if a group of our young people would come to Pastor Joe and say, Are we allowed to go as missionaries?
如果你能想象我们当中的一些年轻人到周牧师那儿去说，我们可以去做宣教士吗？
How do I start?
我如何开始呢？
During those 100 years,
在那一百年期间，
that one church,
就那一个教会，
sent out more than 300 missionaries.
他们差派出去300多位宣教士。
In an age when missions was almost unknown.
在那个时代都没有宣教的，这个宣教都简直是很少听闻的。
They shared in the fellowship of the gospel.
他们在福音的这个，在福音的团契上相交。
They shared in the fellowship of suffering.
他们也在受苦上相交。
One year they sent out 160 missionaries.
有一年他们差派出去160个宣教士。
And 75 of them died within 12 months.
一年之内呢，死了75位。但是他们继续。
One example of how they were willing to suffer for the gospel.
他们就是说，他们愿意为了福音的缘故受苦的程度到什么程度呢？有一个例子。
Saint Thomas Island in the Caribbean.
我们知道那个加勒比海有一个圣托马斯岛。
Was controlled by slave owners.
那个岛上呢，就是被这个奴隶主所控制。
And they would not allow any missionaries to preach.
所以那个奴隶主呢，不许任何宣教士到那儿去传福音。
Two of the Moravian young people.
所以两个这个摩利维亚的年轻人呢，
sold themselves into slavery.
把自己卖身为奴，
so that they could work alongside the slaves in the field.
所以他们就可以跟那些在田地里工作的奴隶，
and share the gospel.
跟他们分享福音。
Can you imagine a person willing to spend the rest of their life as a slave?
你能想象一个人愿意为了福音的缘故，这个终生为奴吗？
That's the fellowship of suffering.
那个就是福音的团，这个受苦的团契，受苦的分享。
Let me finish.
让我结束的时候。
I'm really not interested this morning in just kind of a history lesson about what used to happen.
我今天早上我的兴趣不在于说，在于历史说过去发生了什么。
So this week I began to pray.
所以这个星期我就开始祷告，神呐、
啊、，PDCC，
在中理堂华人教会
，Would you give us the privilege of seeing the same things done here？
求你好不好给我们这个权益，让我们看到同样的事也发生在这里。
That you did it, huh？
你在祖父村所做的。
You're the same God。
你是同一位神。
We have the same problems。
我们有同样的问题。
Can you do for us what you did at Philippi?
你要不要为我们你在腓立比教会所做？
What you have done over and over and over in the past?
你在过去在历史中你不断所做的。
Is it possible that you would allow us to become an Antioch in Palm Beach County?
我们是不是可能在中理坛成为安提亚教会？
A church.Where unbelievers look on.
一个教会当不信主的人看到我们的时候，
And they say, "Wow, those are Christians. They love one."
他们说他们是基督徒，他们彼此相爱。
A church has a passion for the gospel.
为了福音我们有这种激情，我们有这种热情。
A church where people come and see lives transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
当人们来到的时候，看到我们的生活，人们的生命被圣灵的大能所改变。
A church that is unified even when we suffer.
即使在我们受苦的时候，我们却是联合团结在一起。
It won't look the same in 2022 as it did in the first century.
2020年这个。合一这个团结跟第一世纪的团结可能看起来不一样，但是我真心的相信保罗在那个时候的话在今天仍然是真实的。所以我在祷告，我说神啊，你为我们这样做可不可以？为我们这样做，因为他真的是可以做。如果我们允许他这样来做，我们可以对我们的世界产生难以置信的影响。腓立比教会这样了，是这样的。安提阿的教会也是这样的。在竹沽村的教会也是那样的。神也可以为我们这样做，让我们一起来祷告。
I really don't want to just give a history lesson.
主啊，我不是单单的想给一个历史课程。
I don't want to tell us that you used to do really great things.
我不想去说你过去曾经做伟大的事。
I want us to see that it's possible for us today.
我也看到我们今天仍然可能。
I want us to see that your spirit is the same today.As he was then.
我们想看到说你的圣灵今天和昨日是一样的。
I want us to see that we have to have the same submission to your spirit that they had to have then.
我想要看我们今天也应该跟当时的人一样，有对圣灵同样的降服和顺服。
I want us to be united as you united.
就像你当时让他们合一，把他们连接，我想看到你也把我们这样连接。
And then I want to see us have the impact on our world that those churches had on them.
我们也想看到，就像当时的教会对世界的影响，我们教会也有那样的影响。
But it will never happen.
但是靠我们自己的力量，永远不会发生。
It's happened only if you work in us.
只有你在我们的生命中工作。
So God, would you speak to us?
主啊，求你对我们的心说话。
Would you show me what I must do to be a part of your work?
让向我显示我要做什么，成为你工作的一部分。
Would you show each of us our part in your work?
求你让我们对我们每个人显示我们这在你工作中所当行的。
And then would you begin to unite us in fellowship?
帮助我们在你的相交上联合，在。
Unite our marriages.
真的是联合我们的婚姻。
Unite our families.
让我们的家庭合一。
Unite our working together with our brothers and sisters.
让我们和我们的弟兄姐妹能够合一，一起工作，一起同工。
The fellowship of the gospel will be a reality for us.
让福音的这个团契相交对我们是真实的，是可以经历的现实。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。